This is Max and Friends, and that's my new theme song. Happy spring, everybody. That is from the one and only Sharon Agati, also known as Sharon Gatal from the Real World London. It's a reality fest here tonight on Max and Friends because we've got my new co-host for the night, Malik So Chic from the CW's High Society. Malik So Chic, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Max? What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just relaxing and just chilling on a Sunday night.
All right. Did you get your cocktail on? You getting your drink on?
Well, no, I did that last night. I just woke up a few hours ago.
I don't know anything or anyone. But so how was you had a good week so far?
Yeah, pretty good week. You know, it's been a little crazy with all of the stuff since the show came on. There's a lot of controversy and a lot of drama locally here in New York and, you know, scandals, et cetera.
Well, all right. You know what? Now, since you brought that up, let's get it out of the way because we're going to have a great show. We've got Playboy Bunny, musician, songwriter, singer, Yvette Lopez coming on in just a minute or 5 or 10. But what happened? Because, you know, it's you. All right. Everyone, Malik So Chic is on the show, CW, High Society. There's been some stuff going on with some of the other castmates on the show. I've done reality TV. You know, I've all been on. Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model with Tyra Banks. I was a lifestyle expert there. I had my own show on We. Enough about me. But production does get the best of you. Production can fuck things up, twist things around, but truth crushed to the ground will always rise again, is what I say. So there was some stuff on the show for all of you who don't know. Check out the CW page online. And it took on a national story. I think, you know, Wendy Williams talked about it. Chelsea Handler talked about it. So Malik, in your own words, what happened? Let's clarify things and let's move on as much as we can.
Okay, basically what happened was I have a co-star on this show named Jules Kirby, and she's kind of a friend of Tinsley's and Dabney's. Those are the two main stars of the show. And basically she made some comments on the opening episode against Jules, homosexuals, African-Americans, and various other types of people. She talks about poor people in really negative ways and just stuff like that. And basically what happened was, you know, being that I'm the only black guy on the show, a lot of my African-American friends kind of lashed out on me and were kind of like, well, what's going on with this girl being racist on the show, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she was never doing that in front of me on the show, and I didn't really know her well. Like, a long story short, she and I had some email correspondence, you know, about just various things or whatever. And she sent them to like Page Six and all these other blogs, like all the socialite blogs here in New York, kind of like, hey, I have a black friend and I'm not really racist. And she also edited a lot of the stuff and just manipulated it to make it seem like, you know, the whole show is scripted, which is obviously not. So she basically used me to save her own face. And basically I've been dealing with a lot of clash from that as kind of a black guy who's somewhat standing up for a racist, which was never the case.
So what do you want to say? You have your time now.
Well,
you know,
everyone,
Malik was on, you were on Facebook, you put out your video with the concern, you know, you feel like, tell people how you feel.
Yeah, well, I just feel like, you know, I feel like there's no such thing as, you know, editing. I mean, no one's going to force anybody to say racist comments, you know. Anybody in a reality show knows better than to say anything like that if you don't really mean it. And there's also been some unedited footage on TVGuide.com. And, you know, when I saw that, I was just really hurt. And I really am at a point where I just really think that Jules Kirby, the co-star of the show, owes me a public apology, as well as the Jewish community, the African community, African American community, and, homosexual community, an apology. And I think that she owes a formal apology to,
just a public
to those
apology.
People that she's offended. Yeah, a public apology.
You know, well, just to let you know that we contacted Jules. She's more than welcome to call in tonight to do what she wants. I know that her publicist is telling her to keep quiet for a bit now. She'll be on another LA Talk Radio show next Sunday. So, Jules, if you're listening now and you want to come on, 323-203-0815 is the number you can call. Say what you want to say, and, you know, we'll go from there. But I think that, you know, Malik, I think it's great for you standing up for, you know, your people, for society in general, and, you know, for those who feel offended. You know, the last thing we want in this world is hate. you know, especially with the no hate campaign that is going on. I think that's a big generalization for everything. You know, it's peace, love, and everyone loves everyone. And, you know, I'm sure if it could be retracted, Jules will want it retracted. So we give you all the opportunity, Jules, to call in any point of this show, 323-203-0815, and say what you got to say. But Malik, you know, did you have fun doing the show? Let's talk about you now.
Yeah, no, I had so much fun doing the show. It was really, really crazy. You know, a lot of crazy things happen, and as the show continues, there's about 4 more episodes, and you'll see more of that craziness unfold. You'll definitely see a lot more of me towards the later half of the show. There's just so much drama, and it's a really, really great show. It's at 9:30 on the CW and on Wednesday nights, and it's really, really great.
Absolutely. And check your local listings, everyone. You can go to CWTV.com for more information on the show there. High Society is the show. Malik Soshik is our co-host tonight on Max and Friends. And like I said, in just a little bit, we've got our girl coming on in just a bit, Yvette Lopez. We've got world premiere tonight of the Playboy Bunny sassy singer herself coming on in a bit. Ronan's got the songs lined up. We're going to jam it tonight on Max and Friends. I got to tell you, Malik, you know, I was last night out. I went to the Metropolitan Opera. Malik, now we get time to bullshit until we bring a bet on. So you ready to bullshit a little bit?
Yeah, let's bullshit.
Have a little kiki. So last totally. Night, I went to the Met. I went to go see this opera, Attila by Verdi. If I'm wrong, someone let me know. Twitter me, Max Tucci. But I went to go see Verdi, our dear friend Violetta Romana. She's the soprano in it. Phenomenal job she did. And we went backstage to hang out with her for a minute. And I was like, this woman stayed at my house in Italy. She's an amazing opera singer. And she always has like these great concoctions and remedies for your voice, you know, and since I do radio, my voice gets strained a little bit here and there. So I was like, right. I was like, Violetta, what's this concoction you have? It was like in this little Japanese bottle. I was like, it looks really good. What is it? She's like, well, it used to be yogurt, but now it's just whiskey. I was like,
oh my God.
She's like, whiskey is the best thing to coat your voice before you go sing opera. And I was like, oh, could you imagine I'd drink a whiskey before the show? Then I'd really be fucked up. But nonetheless, that was fun. Now, here's the best part of the evening, Malik. We went to SD26, which is my cousin Marissa May's restaurant. We got to go one night if you haven't been, by the way.
I've heard about that. A lot of people have been telling me about that place being amazing and it's really chic or whatever.
And since you are like known to be the most extravagant event host out there, it's a space that you're going to love. 14,000 square feet, 3 floors, fits 1,000 people if you want to do a party there.
Wow, so where is it?
Keep that in mind. On 26th Street and Madison Square Park.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always over there, so perfect.
Yes, yeah. The space is beautiful. So I walk in. I'm there like probably 3 nights a week. I go all the time with my dear friend Ali and Frankie Lufichiel, and we go and have our, you know, we get a munch on. So I walk in, and I see my good friend, Vin Roberti, who's Palisade Pictures. And he goes, Max, I want you to meet somebody. I'm like, all right. So there's this blonde woman, her back towards me. She turns around. She goes, hi. I said, hi, I'm Max Tucci. She goes, hi, I'm Sharon. It was Sharon Stone.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait. So she – and then I had this really cool necklace on that I made when I went hunting in Italy, right? And it's these teeth from this wild boar. She's like, oh, I really like your necklace. I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, I made it. She's like, oh, it's fantastic. So we were, you know, had a little conversation on. So Vin is like, Max, I'm going to bring Sharon out. You know, bring her in the car and I'll be right back. He comes back. He's like, Sharon Stone thinks you're so hot. I was like, you could tell Sharon Stone she could be my cougar any day. Fuck Demi. Okay. Fuck Demi. Fuck Ashton. Max Tucci will be dating Sharon Stone. It's called the law of attraction, right? Let's bring it on. We could always have a new cougar in town.
Yeah, totally. You know, with all that Basic Instinct action, like I never forget her in Basic Instinct and doing that kind of leg opening, you know.
I wear no underwear. That was her favorite quote.
Yeah, I love that. You know, that was so sexy.
You know what's really fun? Like, do you believe in the law of attraction?
Yeah, of course. I'm like a big, like, secret, like, junkie. Like, I watch it 5 times a week. Like, I watch it, like, every day. I have vision boards and it works. It really works.
I believe so, too, because, you know, my sister and I will go to SD26. We always sit in the chef's table. You'll come with us. We'll sit at the chef's table. It'll be a lot of fun. And my sister always spins around because the chairs are like spinner chairs. And she always sits around and she's like, look, I'm Sharon Stone. She goes, and I don't like wearing underwear. And she'll spin around in the chair. And I'm like, Vicky, I came home last night. I phoned my sister. I was like, you totally, by the law of attraction, brought Sharon Stone to SD26. Because
oh
every time we're there, we're like, look, she's Sharon Stone on the chair. So I'm a big believer in the law of attraction, and I think, you know, this is one of my favorite quotes, Malik. What you're looking for is looking for you.
Yeah, you like that's really that? Deep. No, I do like that. I do.
It's good.
Yeah, that's really, really it's hot. Say it again.
What you're looking for is looking for you. Write it down, save it, hold it, keep it. And everyone, it's 11-11 Make-A-Wish in New York. We're here in New York representing the East Coast because that's what we do. The West Coast, love you all, but I'm a New Yorker. Born and raised, and I love it here. But I do have my show on LA Talk Radio. By the way, guys, I want to say thank you for all of my listeners. And if you want to hear the shows in their entirety, they go to archive. So check out latalkradio.com. We have over, I think, like 70-something hosts here at the network. We're doing our thing. LA Talk Radio is doing its thing. Ronan is in the house tonight. Hey, Ronan, how you doing? Say hi real quick.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, Ronan, what do you think about the Sharon Stone? That's pretty hot.
Lucky devil you.
I know, right? Lucky devil you, because we got Yvette Lopez coming on in just a minute. You know what I mean? So you had a good week, Ronan?
Yeah, I did. Still suffering from those allergies, but otherwise doing well.
Good, good. And everyone, my co-host Tamara, who's usually here tonight, she just came out with a new book. So Emerald Echo, check that out. Go to Amazon.com and check out Emerald Echo. And of course, everyone, you know I'm going to say it, Delta.com, flights are on sale now. So check out Delta.com because I know you want to go away. Spring break is here. Today's Palm Sunday. Next Passover this week. Oh my God. Can you believe Easter's here already, Malik?
I know. Actually, I'm going to Ohio. I'm actually from Ohio, believe it or not. I'm going about 2 weeks to spend time with family, and it's just going to be so, so relaxing. And I'm excited to finally get away from all this madness and get away from New York and just chill with, like, deers and skunks and bullshit like that.
And just take a deep breath, right?
Yeah.
Now, Malik, tell everyone, because, you know, I've seen, like, you know, we all go out during the week. Vanessa, Noel, and I, we all used to go to Juliet, to Bon Bon. And, you know, you're out there, my friend, doing your thing. You're always dressed to the nines, always looking divine.
Thank you.
And, you know, people in New York know you, you know. And for those who are now, nationally going to know you due to high society, you know, tell people a little bit about you, how you got started in the industry and what you do now in New York.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm from Ohio originally. I've been in New York for about 4 or 5 years, and I basically just got really, really lucky. I was going out, like, every night, and it just so happened that I started to meet a lot of influential people, club owners, et cetera, and I had a lot of, I guess, you know, friends and passion and, you know, cool friends or whatever. So basically, I just got started that way, and, you know, club owners, like, Amy Stockoff from Bungalow 8, which was, you know, the hottest club in New York, super hard to get into, hired me to do my birthday party there about a year or two ago. And I had so many socialites come and a lot of my model friends come. And after that, I just kind of started promoting. So, you know, I host parties and I also am an accessory designer. So I do that. I do a little bit of both.
Yeah, you have this new accessory line coming out. You know, everyone, if you go to my Facebook page or Twitter, you know, we'll put up the PR blast for tonight. You can read Malik's bio there and see what he's up to. And you can follow him on Twitter, too. I think that's the best place for people to follow you, no?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Twitter. I wasn't really into it until, like, the last month or two, but I'm obsessed with Twitter. I'm on it all the time. So my Twitter is Malik Sochic, just all one word, M-A-L-I-K-S-O. CHIC, and you can follow me and check out what I'm up to.
Cool. Now, the season, everyone, I'm getting Twitter updates. I shouldn't say Twitter updates. I'm getting, what do you call it? Twit mail? Twat mail? What the hell is it called? I'm getting Twitter. Yeah,
you're
I'm getting twatted. Okay. And people are like, they are addicted to the show High Society. People are like, they love it. And it's become one of the hit shows now in CW. How does that feel to be, like, part of this whole group?
I can't even believe it. I mean, you know, I really, when I filmed it, I was just supposed to be filming a cameo, you know, with a couple of the co-stars, with Paul, Justin Carter, and with Tinsley. And I was supposed to just be doing a cameo, and I ended up, I guess, being on it a lot more than I thought I would. And then, you know, it turns out that they used me in promo, and I became this main person. It's just been really, really exciting, you know. I was in Star Magazine last week for Worst Dress List, but that's okay. So It's just like crazy. Like, I can't believe the attention that the show's gotten, and I hope everybody watches this Wednesday because it's really good.
Yeah, no, I think you've got a great sense of style. You know, I think people that have to criticize someone's style is because they don't get it. You know, I think like you've created a look for yourself.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
No one else does it. And I think it's great. I think, you know who you are and you don't give a fuck what anyone has to say about you. And that's why you can go out and you can wear those great glasses. You know, you do your thing. I've seen you.
Thank you.
You know? And just keep doing it. You are. And I encourage everyone else. You know what? If you see Malik and you see what he's wearing and you want to emanate that, do your thing. You know, dress up like Malik and no worries. You know, everyone loves it. It looks like we just we lost the line there, but we'll get Malik back on in a minute. Nonetheless, here we are on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Max Tucci. The lines, the telephone number here, 323-203-0815. I got to tell you, I also went to the opening of the amazing, fantastic Frankie LeFichiel Salon on Madison Avenue, 81st Street, here in New York City. Ronan, let's get Malik back on. Dial him up. And we had a great time. My friend Allie and I went to go see him, to see our good friend Frankie, who cut my hair the best way ever. And the salon is beautiful. I encourage all of you to go. Have a fun time. Get your hair cut. Get your manicure did. Get some Botox and blowouts at the Frankie LeFichiel Salon.
Please, we're going to get
Malik. All right. Oh, thank you, Ronan, for cutting that off. But everyone, I got to let you know the weather here in New York City. 59 degrees is the temperature right now. And tomorrow, everyone, I wish I could give you some better news, but it's going to rain. 58 high, 47 low. L.A., fuck you, at 77 degrees high tomorrow and 57 your low. Sunny skies, L.A., that's the way it is. But we'll get Malik on in just a minute.
I'm back.
You're back. Hey, Malik.
I'm back. I got disconnected. I don't know what happened. Somehow I got, like, I don't know. I think I was getting, like, tweeted for something.
You got blown up. But you know what? You're back. So
I got blown up.
You got blown up. So what I was saying is just, you know, when people have that certain style that you have, just do your thing. You know, God created everyone in his own image. Do your thing. I love it. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No, I think it's great. And, you know, we were at the Amuse show. I saw you there with Pamela. I was there with my good friend Frankie LeFichiel. He owns the salon. And
I know Frankie. Frankie is a really good friend of mine, too.
He just did his new salon opening.
I know. I heard about it.
It was amazing. Absolutely one of the coolest salons. It's on 1063 Madison Avenue in New York. I went there. It's a beautiful – you should definitely go check it out. I mean, it's –
Yeah, I love Frankie. He's so nice.
He's a cool dude. We did a big thing when for Fashion News Live. I did a – you know, I worked for Fashion News Live. I used to write articles for them. And we did a great story, 15 minutes with Frankie. A week later, he cut my hair, and it, like, changed my whole persona from what a haircut.
Yeah, he just did Snooki's hair too, or something. Like,
he did. He just redid Snooki. Yep.
Yeah,
he's at Bethany's wedding right now from Housewives of New York. He's at the wedding.
Yeah.
So he's a cool guy. Yeah. So we'll all go to SD26 together. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds fun. That'd be perfect.
And we'll bring my girl Allie. Allie, I love you. I'm thinking of you. Allie called me tonight. It's one of my good friends. We had our deep conversation. I got to say hi to John. I got to say hi to Greg Potter. He used to be on the Dean and Greg show. Anyway, without further ado, you know what, Malik? I think we got to get Yvette Lopez on the mics over here because we got some songs of hers we got to play. So without any further ado, the Latina solstice herself, singer, Playboy Bunny, Maxim model, Yvette Lopez. Pull your mic up, girl, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi.
What's going on, Yvette?
Hi, honey. I have nothing. Just, enjoying the weather.
and it's like freezing here in New York and raining, so don't rub it in. You know what I'm talking about?
It's so amazing here. It's ridiculous.
So did you heard us babbling away? What's going on?
Yeah, I did. I was laughing at a lot of things that you guys have to say. It's funny to listen to two men talk.
Right? And bullshit away.
Talk and gossip. It's hysterical.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, my show, they said, someone told someone that my show is revolved around gossip. And I was like, I don't think it is. I've had on, politicians. I've had on explorers. I've had actresses. I've had on, you know, some really great theological discussions, sex therapists. It's not all about gossip, people. Don't get it twisted. It's about Max and friends, okay? So, but now, Yvette, welcome back to the show. You've got your archive here on Max and Friends. The last time we had you on, you were doing your music. You still are. You're looking hotter than ever. I see you on
Thank
Facebook.
Thank you.
So what's going on with you?
I'm aging well.
Listen, yes. if that's how you're aging, then every woman should age like you.
I agree. Drink lots of beer and vodka.
Oh, and you know I have my Oscars Delmonico Vodka, horseneck.com. Thanks for setting that up. Shameless plug.
I know. You got to send me some.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about, you got your song, and you talk about martinis in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, vodka's the only drink, the only liquor that I drink, and martinis are my favorite.
And the title of that song?
It's Blood Rush.
Now, tell us about Blood Rush, because we're going to play it tonight.
Well, I've been working with this producer, Jens Gad, and it was the first song I'd ever co-wrote. And I met him and he goes, have you ever written before? I said, no. He goes, here's pen and paper. And we actually did it in one night, within like 3 hours, and recorded it. And, he just threw something at me and we just went back and forth, and we came up with the name Blood Rush. And then it just kind of goes into like, what makes you feel good? You know, and then we talk about what's better than sex, and it's a blood rush.
It is a blood rush. And you know what? You guys threw it together one night. We're going to throw it at y'all here. Max and Friends, Yvette Lopez, grab your Oscars Delmonico vodka, pour yourself a martini, and listen to Blood Rush on Max and Friends.
To chill out, take it easy, watch TV with a martini. But then I look over, there's people fighting to get into the club and party all night. Walk over and join them, we're vibing together. I cannot resist it, my demon is insistent. He's hungry, he's greedy, he's angry, so I'll feed him. My body's changing it to something else.
That was Yvette Lopez, Blood Rush. Hell, I got a blood rush just listening to that song.
I'm glad. Isn't it fun?
It's a fun song. What do you think, Malik?
I love the song. I love the beat. It's so hot. I mean, it's really sexy. I just love it. Like, it would be great in, like, a movie soundtrack, too. It's very cool.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster when I listen to it.
Right? Either that or a strip pole, right?
Yeah.
So that would be a hot strip song. You know what I mean? I'm sick of all these girls. You know, they pick, like this bullshit song. That's the song they need to get. Blood Rush while they slide down the pole. But now, Yvette... What photo shoots have you done recently?
I haven't, you know, I've actually just been so busy with music. I got an offer, though, from Playboy Latin America. They want me to do centerfold and cover, and they're going to sell my music in the magazine, and along with some other deals, actually, that are happening right now because of the music. But I've been just really, I just recorded, finished 13 songs, and I've just dedicated my time and energy to my music. Now that I'm done with all that, we'll see what happens.
You have some time to play. I just got a Twitter, and someone wants to know if you're dating or are you single?
I'm single.
Are you looking to date?
I'm always looking to date.
You know what I say, what you're looking for is looking for you.
It's true. It's so true.
Right, Malik? Yeah. But yeah, no, so there you go, Twitter person.
Who knows? Maybe I was looking for Sharon Stone and now you got her.
Listen, she's my queen, okay?
I'd like to see somebody sitting and spinning with no panties and spinning her hair on the chair.
So you're saying you would date Sharon Stone too?
Oh my God, of course.
So would you date Sharon Stone and Max Tucci?
Of course.
That could be a whole new reality show.
And Malik Tucci.
And Malik will plan our wedding.
Okay.
Malik, could you imagine that wedding? Playboy Bunny, Sharon Stone.
That would be crazy.
Oh, my God. Let's give him something
That's
to talk
so
about.
That's so funny.
But, all right. You know what? Yvette, I'll have her people contact you and my people contact you.
And then I'll contact you guys.
Right? Hey, Ronan, let everyone know what they're listening to tonight. Wait, Ronan, do you have the other one too? Let everyone know what they're listening to. My girl. This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We've got Malik Soshik from the CW High Society and Playboy Solstress Latina Hot Mama who's dating Sharon Stone and Max Tucci. If you want to know gossip? Watch, this is going to be all over the wire tomorrow now.
I love it. Let's see what else we can come up with.
But anyway, everyone, I got to let you know, Sharon Agati, Sharon Gattal, she wrote the new theme song for Max and Friends. That was our, and then Monroe King, of course, y'all know. The amazing Monroe King, her father, Roger King, you know, discovered Oprah and all those great people, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. She just did that one. Ronan, I think we're going to stick to the to Monroe King's half song and we'll do Sharon's new intro. We'll spice it up. It's Max and Friends. So, you know, Malik knows you from what magazine, Malik?
Maxim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maxim shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you look so beautiful. Now, how do you stay in shape? I mean, like, what type of diet are you on? Because, like, you have an amazing body.
Thank you, honey. Well, I'm Latin, so I think that has something to do with it. I don't know. I honestly don't really work out. I hike once in a while, and I've been doing yoga for probably a year and a half, but I don't do it every day. I'm a vegetarian, and I eat extremely well, and I just take care of myself in with food, and I don't know, and I drink a lot of coconut water with vodka.
Coconut water with vodka, really? Is that good?
It's so delicious.
Oh my God.
Well, you know
that.
What? We're going to make that drink. How does that sound? You know, with
it's
my
so
vodka.
Yummy.
Malik, I don't know if you know this. I created my own vodka and we released it last November. So I have my own vodka. Yeah, I have my own vodka company, Oscar's Del Monaco Vodka. You can purchase it by visiting horseneck.com. Horseneck.com. Isn't that horseneck? I think it's horseneck.com. I don't even know where you can buy it. I feel like I had a few myself tonight. Horseneck.com. But you know, that's a great idea, Yvette. We're going to make the, we got to come up with the drink, the Lala Lopez.
There you go.
Coco Lopez with coconut water and Oscar's Del Monaco vodka.
I love that.
The Coco Lopez martini.
Coco Lopez. There you go.
Yeah, no, it's
that
done.
That sounds really sexy. I love it.
We're going to create it. The Coco Lopez martini. Coconut water and Oscar's Del Monaco vodka. Hello, watch out. Now,
I keep talking about my vodka. Everyone's going to think I'm an alcoholic. I'm not.
That's all right. You know what? You're an alcoholic vegetarian that loves animals.
Yes, I do love my animals.
And Sharon Stone. And you're married to Sharon Stone and Max Tucci.
Now, yes, yes.
Tell us about the charities you work for with the animals, because I know that's a big part of your life.
Yeah, it's Last Chance for Animals, LCA. Crystal Rose founded it. And he, you know, they shut down a lot of the puppy mills out here. He's done a lot of crazy work. He's traveled all over the country and has let animals free. He's been shot at. This man is just an amazing human being. And but what he really dedicates himself to is shutting down puppy mills all over California. And so what I do for them is I throw big events. My girlfriend, E.G. Daly, got me involved about 5 years ago. And her and I and another friend of ours, Lindsay Labrum, we throw big events and we raise money and give it to them. So, you know, anybody that go to LCA.com, if you want to make a donation, please do. And help us save our animals, help stop animal cruelty.
Absolutely. Now, do you know Mama Makeup, Yvette?
Mama Makeup, no, I'm not sure.
Sharon Galt. I'm going to introduce you to Sharon. Sharon's an amazing friend of mine, and she loves animals. She always wants world peace. Pray for fashion. Pray for humanity. She's out in L.A. The two of you, I know, will make magic together.
That would be great.
I will connect you to on Facebook. Where can people follow you, Yvette?
Mainly my Facebook page. I have two. This is so crazy. I wrote the song about Facebook, and you have it, the 7,000 Best Friends Forever on Facebook. And after I was in New York City, and I did four songs in one night. We wrote and recorded four songs in one night. And literally after I got done recording this Facebook song, I left and I flew to L.A. and I landed. And my producers called and they said, you got deleted off Facebook. And that's what the song was about. It's about me getting deleted. It's so bizarre. So I'm all about the laws of attraction and what you say and what, you know, it does truly come true. So I had to start another page. So now I have two pages, but I respond to both. And that's mainly where you can find me and talk to me. And I'm always on there.
Do you have Twitter yet?
I do have Twitter, but I'm just not, I don't go on there that often. I'm addicted to Facebook.
I am too. But Malik, don't you love Twitter?
Well, the thing is, like, I used to be super duper addicted to Facebook, and I was on it, like, every 5 minutes, but now I'm on Twitter. Like, Twitter is something you have to grow into, I think, you know? And if you have the right people that you're following, it's always interesting. But it's, like, boring if you're only following, like, five people. And at first, I didn't want to follow anyone because I was so self-absorbed or whatever. But, like, now, like, I'm following, like, lots of cool people, and it's fun.
It is fun.
Well, I'll have to become your friend on Twitter, and maybe it'll be fun. Because I have like probably like 400 friends, but I never ever go on that damn thing.
Right. You've got 400 friends there, but you also have 7,000 best friends, right?
Forever on Facebook.
Now, now that's the title of your song. So why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the producer, again, he comes up with the most amazing ideas, and he goes, Yvette, I have this song that I'd like to do about Facebook. He just knew, he came up with the idea, and then when I went to New York, we wrote it together, and we created that song, and it's about, because I am addicted to Facebook, and everything that says, I wake up in the morning, I grab my phone, I check my inbox, and then it starts to get to a point where sometimes, you know, when I got deleted, I felt very alone, and I felt like I didn't have any friends. It's really crazy because it kind of makes you feel, I don't know what kind of empowerment it gives you, but knowing these people follow you and you talk to people, the chatting and responding. But if you listen to all the words, it's all about the Facebook and how and what you do with Facebook and how I feel. And it's like you get married. I've been asked to be married, and I've dated somebody on Facebook. It's ridiculous.
It's good for you. I wish I had Now it's called what, Malik?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, I have people on Facebook who, like I met a guy on Facebook, like, last week or whatever. And, you know, we actually hooked up. Like, he messaged me on Facebook, saw the show on the CW, saw me on High Society, and I hooked up with him.
Oh, all right.
Great, isn't it? Great? I had a boyfriend
like,
in Amsterdam.
On the radio.
So
it's
forget
amazing.
Manhunt.
What an Australia,
forget
one year.
Yeah, everyone, go to Facebook. You know what?
There's
a safety in Facebook too, I guess, because you like see everyone. People put like I just had this for dinner. I'm having sex with this one right now. I'm doing this right now. So you, it's like a really – it's transparency. I think it's more transparent than our healthcare, but let's not go there. anyway, I just had to get that out because someone twitted me. But twatted
me. I love
it. Wait, Malik, what are we saying? Twitted or twatted?
Twatted.
Well, I think it's twitted, but I like twat better.
Twat.
I like
all
the
right.
Twat too.
So people twat me on Twitter. And you're going to be able to
twat me on Twitter.
And twat Yvette Lopez on Twitter. And twat, of course, Malik Soshik. We're just going to get twatted. So, but you know what? By the time
you know,
all this.
There's nothing like being twatted.
Well, listen, come back to the East Coast and we'll find out.
I'm there.
Why can't we have an East Coast, West Coast relationship, Yvette?
We can.
All right. So
nobody said we couldn't.
Let's make it happen.
I'm open to anything.
Okay. You're open to being twatted.
Sure.
Okay. We'll talk about this after the show, like Oprah and Gail. But okay, so now 7,000, what is it, best Facebook friends?
7,000 best friends forever on Facebook.
Well, there you go. That's the name of the 7, song.
7,000 BFFFBs.
7,000 BFF, triple FB. 7,000 B, triple FB. So, on that note, let's get it going on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, Yvette Lopez, world premiere, 7,000 BFFFB.
7,000 BFFFBs. Good morning.
pals and best friends forever on Facebook by the one and only Yvette Lopez. You know, Yvette, I just Ronan was hitting me up while the song was playing, and he's like, "You need to call Facebook and make that the official anthem of Facebook because I don't think there's any songs."
I think it's great as well. Yeah, again, we just finished everything. You're the first person that we've allowed to listen to the music.
Max of friends.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a caller. Hold on, real quick. Let's take a caller. We got a 7001 friend. Caller, bring them through. Ronan.
Hey, it's Corey calling.
Hey, Corey. Corey, where are you calling from?
I'm in Florida right now. Max and his friends, Yvette.
And Malik Soshi.
That song is off the hook. Awesome.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
Yay.
I love it.
Well, we love that you're listening. We have Malik on too.
You guys are hysterical tonight. And Malik is awesome. He rocks.
Oh, hey, thanks.
High society's addictive.
Awesome.
Do you even know what you're getting yourself into?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't know what I was getting myself into at first, but, you know, I'm slowly finding out.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think everyone's talking, and Yvette, I got to put that. Is it on Facebook? Could I find it, like, on that I like, or?
It's not on Facebook yet. We haven't released anything just because we're, again, this is the first time it's ever been played.
World premiere, Max.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Come on, Corey.
So we're
I'll
all part of the world release?
Corey, I give you guys exclusives. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Max, you always get exclusives.
Right.
You always get exclusives. And then, what, I think all four of us, though, should maybe get married, or five. It would be, what, Sharon Stone, Yvette, Malik.
Corey and Malik. We would be.
What about Corey and Sharon Stone, or Corey and Yvette?
We'd be the fucked up world on MTV. Find out what happens.
Anything could happen in Max's world, right?
Find out what happens when five people get together and don't know what the fuck they're doing on MTV.
And get drunk.
That's right.
And drink vodka and play 7,000 BFFBs and watch High Society in the background. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And we'll drink that Delmonico vodka and,
coconut water.
With coconut water.
We're going to drink Coco Lopez OD vodka. Talk to me like I'm somebody.
It sounds like
a
date.
Corey, thanks so much for calling in. Have a great night. Find Yvette Lopez.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Corey.
And find Malik Soshi.
Bye, Corey.
Bye. Great talking to you.
Yeah, swap me, Corey.
Bye.
Swap.
Okay.
You know what we have to do? Malik, I'm calling you after the show because we're gonna come up with something. Watch.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Watch. Thanks, Corey, for calling from Florida. Now I know Corey. Corey's one of my Facebook friends, and Corey always listens to the show. But Corey's also a jewelry designer. Everybody, he does men's jewelry.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, xocjewelry.com. That's who was just online with us. Hello. So Ronan's telling me something in my ear. What's going on, Ronan? Or are you just typing for fun?
Yeah,
anything good?
You got another caller.
Oh, take the caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Max. This is Coco calling from Connecticut. How are you?
We got another Coco Martini in the house. What's up, Coco?
I tell you, I love Yvette's song. It's so catchy. It's just so high-spirited. It's a happening song. I know it's going to be a hit. I mean, it's a hit already, but I mean, when it really gets out there mainstream, it's really a hot song. I really just
Thank
wanted
you.
To say how much I'm enjoying it.
And now, Coco,
Thank
you have
so
a
much.
Radio show, too. Tell everyone your radio show.
My radio show is on Sundays. I usually do it. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and my show is called Embrace Your New Beginnings, Your Empowerment Show. And I'm on Sundays. I have two time slots, 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. So it depends on when the person's available. We can do the show as well. But I love Max's show.
And I love you, Coco. You're a great person.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But
well,
great
thanks
show.
For calling
Just
in.
Malik
is on, you know, from High Society, and of course Yvette Lopez.
Oh, hi, Malik. How are you?
Hi, Coco. How are you? Good.
Hey, thank you.
Great.
I'm enjoying the show, and you all have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, isn't it fun when people call in? And I was going to take calls tonight because I was waiting for Jules to call in, but that's a whole other show. That's a whole
she
other
won't
show.
Call.
You know what? We got Malik, so it doesn't even matter.
I don't want to get involved either, but I don't know. I'm like, my world revolves around the gays, and I am a Latin woman, so I don't know what's wrong with this woman.
Well, you know what? Things might be taken out of context. Bottom line is, no one will ever know until she speaks up. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But on that
I'm gonna
note,
have to listen in next Sunday.
On that note, you know what? Listen in every day. You know, tune into what were you in? You were in People Magazine, Star Magazine, Malik. You're all over the place.
Star. Yeah, I've been around lately. It's really surreal and surprising. I can't believe the things that have happened in the last 3 weeks, you know?
So, Malik, what's next for you?
Well, I'm working on an accessories line, mostly handbags and, like, small clutches, mostly. You know, they're not going to be too expensive. You know, probably ranging from, like, $300 to, like, $750. And, yeah, so I'm working on that. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to be launching that sometime in the fall. Hopefully by September I can have something done for Fashion Week. And I'm working on that. And I also, I'm just putting this out there, but I would love to be on, like, Celebrity Fit Club or something like that. So if anybody's listening to Celebrity Fit Club, call me.
Oh, we got connections. That's easy. That's easy. But Yvette, what's going on with you, Yvette? What's next for you?
I'm going to start touring, and we're pitching the label, so hopefully we'll be signed to a label sooner than later. And again, I'll be doing more Playboy stuff and a lot of work in Europe and in Latin America. That's mainly where I've been working. Shall see, honey.
How are we going to get married if you're going to Europe and Latin America when you're coming to New York?
But we're doing this like long distance thing, right?
Okay, we'll do the Facebook, your Facebook, I'm getting married fan page.
Yeah, there we go.
Right? And Malik, of course, Malik is going to be our event organizer. He's going to do the whole wedding.
Well, and I already have our stylist, George Clinton from LA. He'll design our wedding outfits and everyday outfits.
All right, there you go. What were you saying, Malik?
Yeah, and I can be the priest, too, because I'm really holy. So,
all right.
You know, I can do the next
one. We are holy rollers and vodka drinkers. On that note, everyone, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm not going to have a show if I don't wrap this up. The time has come, my friends, that we've got to go.
Aw.
So,
okay.
What can I tell you? But stay tuned to Max and Friends. Malik, thank you so much for coming on and kind of like, you know, airing out some things over there at High Society. It's not easy being part of the High Society. If anyone knows, I know. That's why I moved to Connecticut and I locked myself in Wild Lily House and I release the hounds when people come. So
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. I always say first time you're a friend, second time you're family. So you're more than welcome to come co-host whenever you want. Whenever you got something going on, you want to let us know, let us know. Speaking of tomorrow night, Shaquita's show at Bartini in New York. I hope I get a chance to go see Shaquita because she's a lot of fun. But and Yvette Lopez, I adore you. And
thank
I think
you.
Our relationship will work out. I think that we'll have a great long-distance relationship. And, you know, if you get to Sharon before I do, you know, show her what I would do to her.
What is it? Sharon is Karen?
You know what? Let's get the blood rush going, and we'll slide down some stripper poles and just make it a hottie.
I'm in all the way. All right.
Hey, Malik, do you have any?
Speaking to you, honey.
Hey, Malik, do you have any parties going on in the city that you're hosting?
You know what? I'm not doing any parties right now. I'm actually going to be away for a while. I'm actually going to be in Ohio for a few weeks, and I'm going to actually be in LA for a few weeks too, probably at the end of the month. So I'm just like getting away for a little while and just chilling. I'm relaxing right now.
You're relaxing. You're not going to a clinic. You're not going to a rehab center. You're relaxing. Make that point. No, let me tell you, Malik, trust me, because if you say I'm going away for a couple of weeks, you know, people are going to say, oh, he's going to rehab. He's going to this. He's going to that. Tell the people, you know, you're going to just chill out and be with your family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just going to be gone for like four weeks or so.
Because
like,
people like, who say that, you know, Martha Stewart's like, I'm going away for a couple of weeks and she went to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Believe me, Malik. If
maybe before you're in LA, you should call me and I'll take you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That will be a show. If you guys are out together, I will fly out to LA. We'll all have a kiki.
You gotta come and just get my number from Max. He has my cell phone number.
Oh, perfect. Done. Perfect. And I'll Facebook you too.
There you go. 7,001 friends. Everyone, we love you all at Max and Friends. Stay tuned next Sunday. We're going to go. We're going to have fun. You know what, Ronan? Let's take life to the max. Everyone, stay tuned for CBS News next. Find out what's going on. A special thank you to my co-host, Malik So Chic, tonight. And, of course, to my sexy new girlfriend, I guess, is what Yvette Lopez is saying. All in fun. You never know. Things that happen in fun always turn out to be something else. But on that note, everyone, have a great night. Be blessed. Be inspired. Don't fuck this week up. And you know what? If you got into a fight with someone, don't go to bed angry. Stay up and fight. On that note, I'm Max Tucci, your host for Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Have a great night, everyone. And do something great this week. Don't fuck it up. Later. Ronan, let's go. Wait, what are we playing?